I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraqi Christians, Yazidis, and other minorities gathered in Washington earlier this month with a proposal. They want a safe zone established for them in northern Iraq. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyr says that raises an important question.
If you separate out all of the Christians and put them in one area and you put all the Muslims in a different area, who's going to go to the Muslim area and share the gospel? How are Muslims going to encounter Christ through the example and through the testimony of their neighbors?
One thing is certain. Iraq's Christians need encouragement, and God can use you. Go to missionnews.org to learn about the Voice of the Martyrs family med packs. But also, remember to pray.
We want to pray that the Christians who are there will continue to have a witness, but also, obviously, for God's protection over them in what is a region that is really constantly in upheaval and war.
And Compassion International is known for child sponsorship programs. But Silas Balraj says partnership with local churches around the world has far-reaching impact on the communities, too.
When a program like Compassion in partnership with the local church enters into a community, it actually just doesn't enter into a community. It actually enters into the home through the life of a child. But when you touch the life of a child, you're actually touching the essence of why the parents are existing.
As parents see their kids' lives change, they see the gospel in action and want to know more. So pray for Compassion and the local church, and you can get involved by sponsoring a child. We'll connect you through links at our website at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. But let's be part of the solution. This month, we're activating world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.